The latest Global Hunger Index report estimates 2 billion people worldwide suffer from hidden hunger. People who suffer from hidden hunger have enough to eat, but the quality of their food is low. The report warns that food quality is just as important as quantity. The index is published yearly by the International Food Policy Research Institute and 2 other groups. It records levels of hunger in 120 developing countries and in countries that are changing. It lists the countries by the percentage of the population who do not get enough food, children younger than 5 years old who weigh less than they should, and the death rate of children under 5. The report says 10 of the 14 countries with the worst scores are located south of the Saharan Desert in Africa. That is also where the 2 countries with the worst scores, Burundi and Eritrea, are. The report says rates of hunger and death there is, in its words, extremely alarming. The report says more than 60% of the people of Burundi and Eritrea are undernourished, and Angola, Chad, and Sierra Leone have the highest rates of children under 5 dying. In Swaziland, people suffer from food insecurity and high unemployment because of lack of rain. The report says the percentage of people who are undernourished has doubled in the past 10 years, and the expected life of people there has fallen by 10 years since 1990. But the news was not all bad. The report said the number of children under age 5 who die in sub-Saharan Africa has dropped since 2000, probably because of a decrease in malaria rates and increasing income. And several Southeast Asian and South Asian countries had much higher scores than they had in 1990, including Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, and Bangladesh. Vietnam's score has dropped more than 75% since 1990. The number of underweight children in Vietnam has dropped sharply, and it has cut in half the number of children under 5 who die. Shingen Phan is IFPRI's Director General. He says eating low-quality food can hurt people as much as not getting enough food.
Hidden hunger is very different from the so-called visible hunger or undernourishment. Hidden hunger really means lack of micronutrients or vitamins in a person's diet, which can cause long-term chronic damage to their mental and their physical health. And this is particularly severe for children and their mothers.
This kind of hunger can weaken the system that protects the body, called the immune system. Mr. Phan says it can also affect a person's mind and can even cause death. Mr. Phan says the international community did not fight this hidden hunger for many years because it was trying to solve the bigger problem of lack of food.
For the last several decades, our focus has been on producing more food because we do have people suffer from hunger, from lack of food to eat, which is okay. But now we have enough supply at this moment. The question is, how can we provide more a balanced diet, good quality food to everybody in this world to make sure that they have very healthy, not only in terms of physical health, but also mental health in their life.
Mr. Phan says hidden hunger is not just a health issue, it's also an economic issue.
Every year, because of undernutrition, we lose 2 to 3% of global GDP. By addressing this problem, this challenge, the returns to that investment is huge. For every $1 invested in addressing undernutrition, we will have more than $30 in return. In some of the poorest countries, the returns is even higher.
The report says people can be overweight but still suffer from hidden hunger. It says people should eat different types of food and companies should add nutrients to some crops. Hidden hunger keeps people from becoming productive members of society. It also keeps countries from developing because it keeps people in what the report called a cycle of poor nutrition, poor health, lost productivity, persistent poverty, and reduced economic growth. The Global Hunger Index reports hidden hunger is happening even as levels of hunger in many developing countries decrease. But the index also says 805 million people still don't have enough to eat. Mr. Pham says countries should work to end both hunger and malnutrition. The report says ending hunger in all its forms is possible. It must now become a reality. I'm Christopher Cruz. And now, words from this story. Quality, noun, how good or bad something is. Quantity, noun, an amount or number of something. Chronic, adjective, continuing or occurring again and again for a long time. Immune system, noun, the system that protects the body from diseases and infections. Malnutrition, noun, the unhealthy condition that results from not eating enough food or not eating enough healthy food. Poor nutrition. Now it's your turn to use these words from this story. In the comments section below, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.